May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If I'm sniffling a lot, it's not, I don't have a cold, so I've just been with the Lord all morning. Sometimes the faucet doesn't turn off. This is, for CTKers, a little bit of a preview of what we'll talk about Sunday, on Palm Sunday, I'm sure with better and clearer language. In conventional warfare, you fight battles, strategic battles, because the goal is to win the war. In the cosmic conflict, in the spiritual realm, the decisive battle, the war was won and lost to the enemy. One loss for the enemy, but one for the kingdom of God at the cross. And the difference between this war and typical warfare is that we do battles having already won the war. Jesus won the war, and then he sends us out in the battle, and it's a battle of cleaning up in light of the fact that the war is won. If you think of picture of the Civil War and when at Appomattox, when the treaty was signed, there were still pockets of Southern rebels, and they had to go clean them up and make them understand that, and it was just true in World War II and all of the wars, that the war's over. Leave the field of battle. You've been disarmed. That's the Christian life. That's what God's called us to. This is the part we play. That's why we said that at the cross, God created a whole new humanity and then said, now go take back the world step by step as you advance the kingdom, but I want you to understand that I actually took it back at the cross. I finished that. And you just are simply going out and taking the spoils and telling the enemy, get off the field. You've lost. Now, here's the interesting thing about it is that unlike maybe in the Civil War or other wars when people were still doing battles, having not heard the news, it had not come over the radio or some pamphlet had not been dropped from an airplane overhead, and they didn't know, the enemy knows the war's been lost. He just doesn't think we know. And the scariest thing in the world to the enemy is to find Christians who understand what Jesus meant when he said at the cross, it is accomplished. Listen to what Zacharias said here. And Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and began saying, he was saying this repeatedly. He says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has, past tense, visited us, and he has accomplished redemption for his people. And he's raised up for us a horn of salvation. Amazing. In the house of David, his servant. At the cross, Jesus trumpeted victory, the horn of salvation. Redemption is the word to liberate. It means to liberate from something, to release something from captivity and make something whole new out of it. A new creation. So it's about releasing from and moving forward as something totally new. He has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people and raised up for horn of salvation as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. To show mercy towards our fathers, to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham, our father, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, on and on and on. Because Zacharias was filled with the Spirit, he spoke things as if they were already done, though they were not yet manifested in the natural. Of course, this is before the cross. And of course, he's talking about Jesus and what Jesus had come to do. But the language he uses here is, for he has visited, past tense, us, and accomplished, past tense, redemption for his people. Salvation from our enemies and from all who and of all who hate us. Being delivered from the hand of our enemies. What is it that you're crying out for deliverance from? What area of freedom are you crying out for, praying into? Jesus says, I've already accomplished it. It's accomplished. When we go out into the world and we see the activity of the enemy in the lives of other people, we're given the privilege, him having already bound up the strong man, to take the spoil and enforce a victory, not just of a battle, of a war already won. Our battle is one of enforcing a victory already won, not trying to gain a victory from our enemies. Is fear your enemy? He's accomplished victory over that. Is greed, anger, is control? Do we see somebody's life being destroyed by bondage or sickness or loneliness? Jesus has already accomplished. And what happens when you're filled with the Spirit, like Zacharias, you don't have to see it first in the natural to decree that it's already done. That's what blesses me. Being filled with the Spirit, he says, God has accomplished this. The release and the redemption of mankind. I just think that's the coolest thing in the history of the world. Of course, it is the coolest thing in the history of the world. And it's so big, not only do I have a hard time wrapping my head around it, I have a hard time talking about it. That's why it takes the Holy Spirit. Only Zechariah could only say that and see that because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Only people who are in the Spirit can decree and look at some situation and go, well, he's already accomplished your freedom. I'm just here to tell you that and decree it and declare it, and let's manifest that thing. Do you don't think the enemy's going to resist? He's a liar. He doesn't want you to become confident in faith because he knows that the victory that's already been won is only enforced by faith. And what he's constantly trying to do is attack our faith. But he can't attack your faith with weapons, because he's already been disarmed, according to Colossians. He attacks our faith with lies. Some area of sin in your life that you've been struggling with, that's not true about you. No matter how long the experience has been, Jesus set you free at the cross. The person who was in bondage to that sin died on the cross with him. You're a totally new creation that's free from that sin. But the enemy wants to lie to you, and he'll use your experience as proof that what he's saying to you is true, that you'll never get free. So just quit trying. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to try. Jesus did it all. All you have to do is trust. And the limitlessness of this, when we take this out for a spin into the world, what are our enemies? What did Jesus bear on the cross? Death? Sin? Satan? Sickness? Pain? Sorrow? You go, well, why don't we see it? Because you got to see it first. Just like he did. He saw it and decreed it as if it was already so, calling those things which are not as though they were. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.